I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 13 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. State investigators say they're seeing a lot of bad information and some downright lies regarding the upcoming election. So they're urging everybody to stay on your guard to prevent fake information from spreading. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
There's a difference between misinformation and disinformation. DPS Sergeant Jeffrey Plank says disinformation is a deliberate act, like a recent video that made it look like the voter database had been corrupted.
Someone had made it look like you were unable to register yourself on the Republican Party.
Plank says that wasn't true. He says anyone who wants information about the election should go straight to the state's website, and they're asking everyone to make sure they check the sources of social media posts before they share them. He says some people want to spread chaos, while others just want to rally their side into action.
Some of it could be to encourage people to be more outspoken and to get involved.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A mistake from the Tooele County Clerk's Office sent two different ballots to the same person. But they say the chances of someone being able to vote twice are very slim. Your voice, your vote 2020. KSL's Lindsay Ertz reports from the Elections Desk.
Tooele County Clerk Marilyn Gillette says what happened in this case was two voters had the same name but different middle names.
Someone from my office, which means it's my responsibility, went in, and because their first and last names were the same, they merged the two accounts. And so they should have checked the birth date, but they obviously didn't.
Gillette says the person who got two ballots should just mark one with the address as incorrect and send it back. But what happens if someone gets two different ballots and tries to vote twice?
We check every single signature, and if it does not match, we're going to get a hold of the voter. So the chances of someone slipping one by are very, very slim.
Gillette says they'll also send it to be prosecuted. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 502, the federal government is taking steps to protect your ability to search the internet. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Justice Department is suing Google for antitrust violations. Here's U.S. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen.
Google is the gateway to the internet and a search advertising behemoth.
This is the department's biggest antitrust lawsuit in more than two decades. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin negotiate a COVID-19 relief package, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that he is moving ahead in the Senate with his plan. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls reintroduction of this so-called skinny bill a callous stunt.
When the American people are suffering, to put this political stunt on the floor a second time is cruel.
But the majority leader telling reporters this afternoon that he will entertain other options.
If a presidentially supported bill clears the House, at some point we'll bring it to the floor, yeah.
He says Democrats are just upset they can't have everything they want. And a NASA spacecraft descended to an asteroid today, and dodging boulders the size of buildings, momentarily touching the surface to collect a handful of cosmic rubble for return to Earth. Now, it was the first for the U.S. Only Japan has scored asteroid samples. It could be a week before scientists know how much, if anything, was grabbed and whether another try will be needed. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
COVID-19 is creating uncertainty about the Salt Lake County 2021 budget. County officials say their revenue projections are better than first expected, but they still won't be able to restore much of the funding they had to cut back in March through June. Mayor Jenny Wilson says they have no choice but to be fiscally conservative now.
Our decision to make cuts across the county allowed us to protect critical services and has set us up for a quick restart. Many of the cuts remain in this proposed budget.
But financial analysts say the county might have to make even more adjustments by the end of the year. They say CARES Act funding will expire in December, and the county will have to roll out expensive immunization efforts when a vaccine is ready. The health department today is reporting just under 1,100 new confirmed cases of coronavirus in Utah. The infection rate reported today nearly 15%. The state says 291 people are currently in the hospital with COVID. That's up slightly from yesterday. Some members of the Salt Lake City School Board are drawing criticism after being caught sending vulgar and inappropriate messages to one another. And KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the story.
Raina Williams, a mother of five children in the district, recently filed a public records request asking for copies of all electronic communication between board members. Now she's calling on some board members to resign, saying it's clear that so many policies and ethics have been broken.
I don't think it's appropriate at all, them disparaging their own principals as well as stakeholders.
The Salt Lake City School District has not provided a statement, instead reiterating that they do not govern the board. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
In Utah County, we have a crash on southbound I-15 approaching 5th East American Fork. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic and delays are almost back to Pioneer Crossing. For Davis County drivers, northbound I-15 a little heavy and slow, not far from Parrish Lane in Centerville. But not a bad drive overall. The bulk of your slowing is going to be Kaysville and Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06.
Your voice, your vote. 13 days until Election Week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The law enforcement arm of the United States Postal Service is issuing a warning on behalf of postal workers.
The U.S. Postal Inspection Service has sent a bulletin to local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies around the country, warning them to be mindful of threats to postal workers and the mail over the controversy surrounding the election and mail-in ballots. It says the intense media focus and public awareness around mail-in ballots could make USPS employees and vehicles a target for assault, theft, break-ins, and other crimes. It requested law enforcement pay extra attention to the safety and security of local postal workers. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
2 weeks before Election Day, and early voting has now begun in all 50 states. Polls opening for the first time today in battleground Wisconsin. ABC's Alex Perez is in Kenosha.
Polls are opening here for early voting as the state grapples with another huge surge in coronavirus cases. Just yesterday, the state reporting more than 3,700 new cases. But despite the pandemic, officials here are bracing for possible huge record voter turnout.
Early voting locations opened in some areas of Utah today. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
In northern Utah, Salt Lake and Summit counties now have early in-person voting locations open. Find those on the county clerk's website. Others like Davis, Utah, Tooele, and Weber will open locations next week. But they say in this time of a pandemic, they'd rather not have too many people close together. So they say just use that mail-in ballot you got at your home, send it back in the mail, or use a drop box.
More information on how to make your vote count this year at KSLNewsRadio.com. Trouble in Miami after a police officer showed up at a polling location.
A photo circulating online appears to show a Miami police officer wearing a Trump 2020 face mask inside a polling site, leading to public outcry over possible voter suppression. Under Florida law, officers are not allowed in polling places unless they're voting or given permission by the clerk on site. It's not clear if the officer was compliant with either of those requirements, but a spokesperson for the Miami Police Department told the Miami Herald that donning political clothing is a violation of department policy and that he felt the photo appears to show voter intimidation. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Miami's mayor says the incident's being investigated, and a department spokesperson told ABC News the chief of police will take immediate action. KSL News Time 508. It's time for My Minute of News. And we're brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com.
When you're channel surfing and pause for just a moment on primetime hockey, you can't help but hear the distinctive voice of Doc Emrick jumping out of the speakers.
The drop comes to Kunitz, moving in to Crosby.
But it's all over. At age 74, Doc Emrick has announced he's hanging up his headphones. For nearly 50 years, Doc's voice has filled the airwaves like music, rising and falling with the heat of the action on the ice.
Castle up with it there. Fed one around in front. Hedlund, your shot.
I'm not that much a hockey fan, but I love great broadcasters, and Doc's one of them. Even at the most gripping point of any game, Emrick's lyrical play calls were always punctuated by beautiful and precise use of the English language.
Back ahead, Danny Briere.
In a single game, he once used 153 different verbs instead of, he passed the puck. With Doc behind the mic, he dished it, he pushed it, he rifled, chopped, curled, and whacked it, ladled it. The puck trickled, skittered, and careened, and we'll miss his perfection of craft. As the saying goes, I'd listen to him make a ham sandwich, and he obliged us once.
These are the hands of Mike Mitchum. 6 feet, 215 pounds, gets that other piece of bread to the top, makes the wrapper go over, doubles, and slides.
He makes a sandwich sound interesting, but Doc Emrick is a doctor. He got his doctorate in broadcasting decades ago. His real name is Mike Emrick, and his real love is spending time at home with his wife and two dogs, which he'll do in retirement when he's not watching hockey.
I leave you with sincere thanks, your hockey friend, Doc.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Salt Lake County drivers, not a bad commute this drive home on the afternoon. And if you're headed southbound I-15, it is a little heavy and slow at the south interchange and 7200 south. But really all clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. We did have the cleanup of a crash with injuries in South Jordan, but it's almost gone. But watch for this at 1300 West and 110th South. Michelle?
We have some slowdown southbound I-15. This is starting right about Pioneer Crossing over to almost 500 East and American Fork, where we've had an earlier crash. Also, a little bit of busy traffic. This is on Pioneer Crossing itself between I-15 and Redwood Road. Redwood Road also just a little slow in Saratoga Springs. Steve?
And wide open from downtown Salt Lake, northbound 15, but we have slowdowns and a crash in Davis County waiting for you there at Parrish Lane in Centerville. That's on the right shoulder. Then farther up, more slowdowns at the Lake Parkway up to the mall. And just a bit thick through Roy. Not a bad drive, though. If you're traveling Highway 89, it's pretty much cleared out. And the west side belt looking good, northbound 215. Same goes for Legacy Parkway. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. If you've been putting off repairs or maintenance projects around the house, they can help. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's Kevin Eubank with your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. It's been a beautiful day with lots of sunshine around. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at temperatures near 70 degrees. We'll slide down into the mid-60s as we head through 6 o'clock, low 60s for 7, upper 50s for 8. Ultimate lows will be in the upper 40s under mostly clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 72 degrees in Salt Lake City. Sunsets at 6:38 tonight. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a 102-year-old Maryland woman took a huge leap of faith this week as part of her huge bucket list item, which was skydiving. This World War II veteran says skydiving has been something she's always wanted to do, especially after she watched President George H.W. Bush do it at the age of 90. Now, the Honor Flight Heroes production company picked up the tab to help Millie accomplish this bucket list item. And, of course, they filmed it for an episode on her life. The executive producer says you couldn't ask for a more thrill-packed ending to the episode. As her plane took off, though, tears filled the crowd's eyes as friends and family called her an inspiration. And after she landed safely, her smile said it all. She said it was wonderful, a real thrill. She said she was scared for about a minute and then because she was kind of tumbling. Yeah, I bet. And then she thought, you know what? Somebody's holding on to me. She had a great instructor, and her instructor said, would you like to go again? And she laughed. She goes, once is enough.
Nails
I'm still
tough.
Thinking about it. I've got another 50 years to work on it, right?
Maria, thanks a lot. Farmington High School will go to online learning for the next 2 weeks after the Davis County Health Department confirmed 15 cases of COVID at the school. The district says the school will be closed starting tomorrow. Remote learning will start Thursday, and students won't return until November 4th. The health department requires any school with 15 or more cases to close for 14 days. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, at least seven people have been arrested and charged with trafficking animals in Florida. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live. Kira?
Jeff, these folks are in trouble for trafficking, smuggling, and selling flying squirrels, an animal that's protected in the state of Florida. Investigators found up to 10,000 traps set to capture these guys, and as many as 3,600 were shipped overseas over the last 3 years, apparently to be sold as exotic pets for hundreds of thousands of dollars. The dealer who sold them claimed that they were captive bred. They're not. But it wasn't just the squirrels these people were trafficking either. It was also freshwater turtles and alligators. More arrests are expected to happen, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Kira. Trending on social media, an incredibly busy week for Joe Buck. The Fox play-by-play man was in Tampa for football Sunday, Kansas City for football yesterday. He's in the booth for World Series Game 1 tonight in Texas, Game 2 tomorrow, then off to Philadelphia for Thursday night football, Friday back to Texas for Games 3 and 4. He basically flies, he talks, he flies, he talks. The beleaguered Buck says it's a lot to keep straight. Well, we'll help you, Joe. The World Series starts in exactly 1 hour. Rays and Dodgers in Texas. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
some members of the Salt Lake City School Board are drawing criticism after a recent public records request has revealed some vulgar and inappropriate messages sent to one another. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power says it's going to monitor weather conditions in northern Utah for the next few days and could possibly shut off power if it needs to. The company says it'll let you know if your area is affected. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Big improvements from the earlier crash in American Fork on southbound I-15 approaching 5th East. The backups are almost all gone, but we do have a crash in West Jordan, 7800 South at 4500 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Get ready for a cool down. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 70 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's increasingly harder to ignore COVID as more people are in the hospital with it in 42 states. Nearly a million new cases in the U.S. just this month, say Johns Hopkins University COVID Tracking Project and federal officials. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the state has the highest number of hospitalizations ever reported in a 24-hour period.
We now have more people who have COVID who are in our hospitals, in the hospital beds, than any other time during this pandemic.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
Take care of your older relatives. Even consider getting tested before your get-togethers with your extended family, even if you aren't showing any symptoms.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee says a COVID outbreak at the U of Washington can be traced back to Greek Row.
To date, we have seen fully 35 outbreaks at colleges and universities with more than 800 cases directly attributable to these congregate living and social gatherings associated with campuses.
Negotiations for a COVID relief bill continue.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell committing to bringing a possible Pelosi-Mnuchin deal to the Senate floor for consideration, but he did not commit to doing so before the election.
If a presidentially supported bill clears the House, at some point we'll bring it to the floor. Yes.
This comes as McConnell reportedly advised the White House not to strike a deal with House Speaker Pelosi. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Washington.
Early voting's now underway across the whole U.S. This woman in Colorado going in person, not mailing a ballot.
Sent one of my best friends a package in the mail using USPS back in July. She never received it. The safest way is just go in and vote. Get your voice heard.
This is rare. The NASA spacecraft OSIRIS-REx has successfully landed on the asteroid Bennu, which is about the size of the Empire State Building, and collected a sample of rocks and dirt. The asteroid is moving through space at 63,000 miles per hour. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Raina Williams is a parent in the Salt Lake City School District. She's calling on some members of the school board to resign after she made a public records request for texts and emails sent between board members. Williams joined Dave and Dujanovic this morning to explain the profanity, the vulgarity, and the disparaging of parents, principals, and even each other in those messages. She says, this is unacceptable.
I think it's clear that so many policies have been violated, as well as ethics, not to mention the bullying that's happening between the board members, specifically Catherine Kennedy to Melissa Ford. And that's one thing that the Salt Lake City School District has always promoted is, you know, we're an anti-bullying district. We won't allow it, which is great. But then you see it happening at the top. And no one's being held accountable.
She says it might be understandable if these members were joking, you know, on a personal level.
That the magnitude of the decision that they've been asked to weigh and move forward with, the education of 21,000 kids, I don't think it's appropriate at all. And them disparaging their own principals as well as stakeholders in their district. And this was just one open records request. And all of these things came out. I had no idea. I was actually looking to find out how it went from them talking about a hybrid model for our children to a 100% online model. So I had actually filed the request for a much different reason and then realized, wow, these are the people that are in charge of our children's education.
The district has not provided us with an official statement, but they say they don't govern actions of school board members. KSL News Time 520. Triple Team Traffic Now. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Covering the rush, here's Ricky Meese.
Well, emergency crews are responding to a rollover crash with possible injuries. Redwood Road, it's going to be just after 9800 South. Also a surface street crash in West Jordan, 7800 South, 4500 West. Your Salt Lake County freeways. Traffic is starting to get a little busy and slow. Westbound SR-201 from just after 5600 West into Magna and southbound I-15. Also a little bogged down approaching and passing the South Interchange going from Murray into Midvale. Michelle?
We have minor scattered delays. This is on Bankiter Highway from Taylorsville into the Riverton area. For drivers on their way into Utah County, seeing good speeds as you're going over the point of the mountain, and that those delays from that crash at American Fork has just about cleared. Going to see just a little bit of slowing right around Pioneer Crossing. Also just a little busy on Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs. Steve?
No slowdowns. Northbound 15 leaving the downtown area, but there is a crash in Davis County. At Parrish Lane in Centerville, that's on the right shoulder. And you have more slowdowns in Layton and Sunset to Roy. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Plenty of sunshine today with temperatures back in the low 70s. We'll do it again on Wednesday, but significant changes come in Wednesday night. A dry cold front will move in from the north, and it'll drop temperatures by 20 degrees. Highs on Thursday and Friday will be in the 50s, with lows dipping into the 30s. Clouds increase again on Saturday ahead of another storm Saturday night into Sunday. This one will bring a little bit of some rain and snow mix, but very minimal totals. Temperatures plummet again, though. Highs in the 40s with lows dipping into the 20s on Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 70 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 522 on Tuesday afternoon.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Oh, this love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Her heart is breaking.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business.
During these uncertain times, technology has kept us connected even when we're apart. And people are relying on communication systems like AT&T more than ever before. Here to tell us about what AT&T is doing is Tara Tuohy, AT&T State President for Utah.
Thanks, Derek. Here in Utah, we've had our share of challenges. COVID, earthquakes, hurricane force winds, and wildfires. And AT&T's commitment to keep people and communities safe and connected has never been stronger. And truthfully, our network has performed very well. Keeping people safe and connected, however, goes beyond technology. That's why AT&T is engaged in a company-wide effort called Believe. Believe harnesses our employees' engagement, supports it with company resources, and joins with local collaborators to drive impact. On September 30th, we launched Believe Salt Lake with a virtual event for our employees and their families, highlighting two of our community partners, Encircle and Safe UT, who are providing critical mental wellness services and assets throughout the state. In November, we will partner with the Salt Lake Chamber to have another Believe Salt Lake virtual event for a larger external audience that will address mental wellness issues common across all communities and how we can make positive impacts on social and economic equality.
To learn more about AT&T Believe and how to participate in the upcoming Believe Salt Lake, go to AT&T Believe on the internet. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress, many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
If you're a Utah resident who's been left out, laid off, or stuck in a dead-end job due to COVID-19, you need to hear this. You can receive generous financial support to explore new career options. Continuing Education at the University of Utah has joined with Career Step, Trilogy Education Services, and Pluralsight to turn your world around. So what do you want to do? Interested in the medical field? Try medical assisting, medical billing, or the pharmacy technician program. If computing is more your thing, try data science and analytics, cybersecurity, or web coding. There's so much that you can do. So whatever you choose, University of Utah Continuing Education, they get it right. So if you feel like your work prospects have been left out in the cold, visit learnwork.utah.edu to find the details on how to apply and get tuition relief. learnwork.utah.edu. Made possible by continuing education at the University of Utah. Again, that's learnwork.utah.edu.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. You might be doing more holiday shopping at Lowe's this year. The home improvement chain is introducing new products like air fryers, bedding, scooters, and even stationary bikes. KSL Drives General Motors is dropping $2 billion for an electric car factory. It'll be built in Tennessee. The facility will be set up to create the new Cadillac Lyric electric SUV. Apple has quietly removed rival speakers and headphones from its stores, including offerings from Logitech. But Logitech isn't worried. The company reported solid earnings today, which sent Logitech stocks soaring as much as 15%. The Dow gained 113 points today, closing at 28,308. The S&P added 16. The NASDAQ gained 38 points. KSL News Time 527.
The autumn leaves are already falling. Soon the holidays will be here. Skip the holiday rush and visit Shane Company today for extraordinary gifts in every price range. As your friend in the jewelry business, we're going above and beyond to make shopping safer. In our store, we're taking extra precautions, including temperature screenings, mandatory masks, and social distancing. We've also installed a new air purification system. Why not enjoy a Sunday drive to see our huge selection of fine jewelry? Experience the sparkle of our diamonds, the vivid colors of our sapphires, our lustrous pearls. You'll both see and feel the quality of our superior craftsmanship. You can also book an appointment with a jewelry consultant and meet either virtually or in store. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.